Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Picking it back up where we left off, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's a two for Tuesday, maybe three, maybe four. Who knows? Who knows? Life unscripted. It's the best way to live. Let me tell you right now, man. I am psychologically unemployable, and so are you. All right? I am allergic to orders, and so are you. We were not created to take orders from people, all right? We were created in the entrepreneurial spirit to go out and live our dream, to follow our internal GPS, to go create. It is so much more fun to create versus to maintain. You know what I'm talking about? Maintaining sucks. Hey, I want you to maintain this quota here and keep everything going until I get back. No, screw that, man. I want to go out and create. How about I go create something? Speaking of creating, are you going to join the Speaker Success Vault or not? Are you going to harness the power of your message, or are you just going to kind of sit around holding on to the remote control watching somebody else's reality show? Head on over to everydaysaturday.com/speaker. everydaysaturday.com/speaker, and make sure you jump on this pre-launch offer. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing better. I mean nothing better than people in the audience listening to your message, the power of your words, and then moving to get closer to the source of momentum, which is you. I train all of that and more inside of the new product titled the Speaker Success Vault. And we're coming up on our big, big launch, but you can still get in on the pre-launch, especially our podcast listeners. Lots of love for you. everydaysaturday.com/speaker. Come on, man. I don't care. Leave the limiting beliefs behind. I don't have a message. I'm not a professional speaker. I know. You do have a message. Doesn't matter if you're a professional speaker. Nobody's born a professional speaker. You get the message out. Learn from the best. Head on over there. So I leave LA Fitness yesterday, drenched in sweat. Love it. Best workout ever. I mean the best workout ever. Got jump rope around the neck, gallon jug now empty, car keys, iPhone, armband. Walk right back out. Look like I just got in a cage match with an 800-pound gorilla, right? Feeling amazing, by the way. And I said, I really want to set a very powerful intention for today and the rest of my life. This is no joke, man. You get one shot through this thing called life. You got to make it the best. So I said to myself, okay, I'm 47 and I am closer to my last day on earth than I am to my first day on earth. Number one, so let's get that really clear. And number two, I want to experience everything moving forward as if it's the very first time I've ever seen it or the last time I'm ever going to see it. Think about that, okay? It's a really deep, you know, very, coming from yours truly, it's a shocker, I know, very deep and very powerful thought. My command to you, now this is an order you do need to take. I want you to begin viewing everything in your life as if it's the first time you've ever seen it or the last time you're ever going to see it. And when you look at life that way, and you look at everything happening in your life that way, it's like, wow. So I go to lunch with my kids yesterday, my three oldest, Madeline, Laura, Paige, and my wife stayed home with our baby Susan. And I thought, wow, what if this is the last lunch I ever have with my daughters? And I soaked it up, man. Every syllable of every word, of every sentence, of every conversation that was had at the lunch table yesterday, I was present for. I wasn't on my iPhone. I wasn't distracted. I was staring into the eyes of these girls as they're speaking. Now, granted, they all talk over each other, and so I had to referee a little bit of that. But I'm serious, man. When you're involved that much in a conversation, it's amazing. I said, wow, if this is the last lunch we have, I want to be so flipping present for this. And then we drove Madeline to her volunteer job at the library. She volunteers every day for 2 hours at the public library here. It's her summer internship, so to speak. And then we drove home and hung out for a little bit and then went back and got her. And then we opened presents. And opening presents was amazing because, you know, it's my daughters. They got me a bag of beef jerky, a bag of unsalted cashews, a bag of bubble gum, okay, all the stuff that's like my, those are all my secret cravings, by the way, beef jerky, cashews, bubble gum, love bubble gum, and a photo of the Father's Day photo we took, all of myself and all my girls, baby Susan included, that they framed it and gave it to me, and it's sitting on our built-in shelves in our great room there. And let me tell you something, man. I've been to birthday parties that have been surprise parties when I was single, is at the bars, and I've been places where I've spent a lot of money on a birthday, and I've been given a lot of money and things like that. Nothing was better than yesterday because of the intention that I set. I even changed my voicemail to be so obnoxious. If you've ever heard my voicemail, it went something like this. Hello, and thanks for calling. I'm looking to have an amazing day. So if you leaving a voicemail is going to make that happen, then let her rip. If not, please hang up. That's my voicemail. So yesterday, after I set this intention to never have a bad day the rest of my life, that was my intention, never to have a bad day the rest of my life and always treat every event like it's the first or the last time I'm in it. So I said, you know, I'm changing my voicemail. So I kept the beginning the same, but then it went something like this. Hello, and thanks for calling. I'm looking to have an amazing day. So if by you leaving a voicemail is going to make that happen, let it rip. You know, it's just something about negative people. If you're one of these negative, toxic individuals who just wake up having a bad day, hang up right now and don't ever call me again. Life's just too short, man. I just don't have the time to listen to negative people. But if you look like you ate a banana sideways and you just can't stop smiling, here you go. Beep. That's my voicemail as of June 29th, 2015. So the first person I called after that new voicemail was uploaded, it was like 11:30 in the morning, was my oldest sister, Kate. Now, Kate's a no-nonsense ex-attorney for Chase Manhattan, did very well. I mean, amazing well. It's probably lent me $8 million in business ventures and get me out of my own way when I was single and help them pay the electric bill. And I mean, just an amazing sister, you know. So she's been retired for, I don't know how long, maybe 10 years or so. But she's, you know, she's all about my everyday Saturday brand, but come on, you know, her chips ain't all in on that, you know, Mr. Motivation type stuff. So she thought, when she called my voicemail yesterday, she thought that was actually me just kind of joking around. I think she started talking, she said. She goes, oh my God, this is Sam's real voicemail? What an idiot. Oh, my God. He's still talking. He isn't shut up. So then she goes, okay, I'm going to try to be positive for the next minute and wish you a happy birthday. Holy cow, I can't believe that's your voicemail. So I called her back laughing, I mean hysterically, because I knew it was the perfect person to listen to that voicemail. But think about that, okay? Just think about, and Kate's awesome. I mean, she's a big supporter. But just think about people. If you were to set a powerful intention that you will never have a bad day and stick to it, no matter what happens, no matter what happens, okay, you're not allowed to have your entire day be ruined. Do you know how difficult that is for some people? Do you know how most people go out every day actually looking to be offended? Actually, what'd you say? You know those people, right? They're like, what did they say about me? Excuse me. You know? It's like they go out looking to be offended. Imagine if you took the opposite approach, that you went out looking to be amazed, that you went out looking to squeeze the most every ounce of awesome sauce out of this world, regardless if it was a downpour, regardless if it was 30 below zero with the wind blowing in your face. Regardless if you were at the beach or you were in a mountain or you were in your living room or you're in your basement or you're cleaning out the cat litter from the litter box. Okay, by the way, we do that too here. Okay, no matter what said to you, done to you, imagine if you just set the intention that you're never going to have a bad day ever, ever. Most people can't do that. They just can't because they're not wired that way. But do you know how amazing the output of everything you do would be if that was the intention. So my request to you is to follow me along in this intention for not only the rest of this year, which is, oh, by the way, halfway over now. So I don't know what you've done the last 6 months. I hope it's been everything you thought it would be and more. For me, I can't even believe that it's been 6 months. I say this all the time. But I want you to move forward from this point forward, June 30th, 2015, and onward, saying you're never going to have a bad day and that you're going to treat every event as if it was the first time or the last time you're ever going to see it. And let me tell you, man, it's going to be a wake-up call for you financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and you're going to be now present in every moment of your life just saying, holy cow, this is awesome. Yeah, you know, I laid my head down last night. I said, this was the best birthday I've ever had. And I say that every year, but I meant it this year. I probably got $5.25 worth of presents, you know, when you factor in the beef jerky, the cashew. Well, I take that back. Cashews are kind of expensive. Maybe it was 10 bucks. And it was the greatest birthday of my life. It was. And I want that for you. What if every day was your birthday? What if every day was Saturday? It's good to be back, baby. It's good to be back on the number one motivational show on the planet. I love you. I love your dream. I love the fact that you are going to now have your best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.